As youth involvement in 4-H continues to decline across the nation, Boulder County is no exception, and it's not just because of the pandemic. America's largest youth serving organization has come a long way from its roots dating back to the 1800s, educating young minds to introduce new agricultural technology to their rural communities. Now, with footholds in all 50 states, 4-H is working towards its goal of improving the nation's ability to compete in key scientific fields to take on the leading challenges of the 21st century. However, the program's long-standing reputation for its contributions to the agriculture industry and farming community continues to create the false perception that 4-H is exclusively for farmers and livestock owners. Coupled with the increasing demand of kids' sports teams, schoolwork, and a pandemic, the program has been experiencing a steady decline in involvement over the past few years. Candy Mom and her children joined a Boulder County club that was fairly full in the fall of 2019. However, Mom notes that due to the toll of the pandemic, their numbers have decreased by half. "It was a really hard time for the kids, especially in the program, because we had to do an online virtual fair, through which they didn't really get to show their accomplishments," Mom said. "There was a huge decline because of COVID, and it's really only up until recently that we've had a little more interest in the program, but our club had probably 20 to 25 kids and at one point we were down to 10. While some of their members joined clubs in other counties with more relaxed COVID regulations, others simply aged out during the time of social distancing. Now, as the county's clubs work to recoup their numbers, Mom is focused on breaking stigmas about the program. "A lot of people, when you talk about 4-H, they associate 4-H with living on a farm, showing cows, pigs, whatever, but honestly, 4-H is so much more than that," Mom said. "You don't have to live on a farm." Mom brought her own childhood experiences participating in 4-H as she returned to a leadership position with her children's club in 2020. Growing up in Iowa, it was her friends that brought her into the program, despite her not living on a farm or showing animals. Comparing her experiences from back then to now, she notes that there are still some core similarities, but that the program has also grown to become vastly different. 4-H has immense benefits," Mom said. "It's not just about showing animals or projects at the fair. From STEM, STEAM to visual arts, family and consumer sciences to shooting sports, there's something for everyone to find growth in outside of the animal pen." While her daughter participates in archery, her club's most popular program, Mum's younger son is drawn to the growing STEM offerings and has taken up coding and creating stop-motion claymation videos. The kids also participate in community service, education, public speaking, leadership, parliamentary and electoral processes. "These kids have so many opportunities that I didn't as a kid, which is amazing and phenomenal, and I think that's part of why I wanted to get involved. It sparked some of the passion and love that I had for the program as a kid, and it ignited why I wanted to join as a leader and be part of the group, because there's just magic in 4-H. There's just so many wonderful things. The kids are wonderful, they're so kind and polite and they cheer each other on. It's just such an amazing environment and I just knew that I wanted to be a part of that again in my life." The Boulder County 4-H will host an open house on Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in the exhibit building at the Boulder County Fairgrounds, where the community can come out and meet the area's 25 clubs. "There will be a lot of opportunity for the kids to get a really good idea of what 4-H is about," Mom said. "They'll get to see projects, what each club does and how they can join. Families will be able to enroll in their club of choice at the event, as well as online or at the extension office at the Boulder County Fairgrounds, located at 9595 Nelson Road in Longmont."